Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we got Larry on his phone down there, I hope. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart. Just keeping up with the news.
Yeah, it's going to be a newsy night, I guess. I wanted to start with a verse out of the Bible. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not in the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, I have long believed that this is the apex of the evolution conspiracy. And the reason being, if you go back into the ancient times and the documents of the arrival and how these beings all took on different shapes, they all claimed they came from different star systems and different planets. Now, Jesus said, as it was back in those days, so shall it be again. So what do we have? We have insiders reporting that we're in contact with as many, I think it is, Larry, maybe you know, about 57 different races. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, there's different. You get different numbers all the time, but that's probably a good ballpark figure.
Yeah, they've been here a long, long time, folks. People just don't know it because the government has kept it secret. And if you go into Noyes, for example, I know a lot of people ridicule her, but she made a very interesting statement. She said they've been here right along. And the government itself kept it all secret. She says that there will be no disclosure on the part of our government and that the aliens will disclose themselves. Now, I want to get in. I said on Wednesday that we'd get into the Ben Rich, who was, quotes, and he was the leader of Skunk Works, Lockheed Skunk Works, out there in the Nevada desert, I think they are, maybe even California. And some of the comments he made verify what others have, insiders have been saying for years. And I know a lot of people roll their eyes around this, but it ties directly into Project Bluebeam. It ties directly into a fake arrival, which is part of Bluebeam. And it ties into some remarks that Wernher von Braun told Carol Rosen, who was his kind of sidekick, and that all of it was a fake. They were going to stage this through high technology. And this is kind of interesting because the Bible also says that the rich men of the earth set up a deception for the planet, for humanity, and they fall into their own trap that they set for everybody else, which would be typical, of course, I guess, of the Lord. and his sense of humor about all of this. But Project Bluebeam talks about a whole series of events, including earthquakes, that are going to set the stage and reveal ancient knowledge. And the ancient knowledge will be a deception, already been planted where they wanted it to be found. And, of course, we've run into this kind of thing before, where so-called ancient documents were found. And the headlines are, you know, this is wonderful, look at what we have, only to find out later it was a hoax. So you got to really be careful. But one of the New Age writers, not probably just one, I would say probably others, say the same thing, that world leaders and religious leaders will be taken, and they will come back in a couple of weeks with supernatural powers, proving that all the religions of the world lead to the same God. And, of course, it prepares for the arrival then of God and his angels, which is what the New Agers have been saying repeatedly for years now in their writings. Anyway, this is kind of interesting. It ties directly into Ben Rich and high technology. He said at a meeting in California, and said we have the technology to take ET home. And I read part of this, but I want to refresh your memories. That's exactly correct. I have that quote right here. Mr. Ben Rich passed away in 1995. And before he passed away, he dropped a number of bombshells. This took place at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base back in 1993. He gave a slide presentation there, and also at UCLA School of Engineering alumni speech he gave on March 23, 1993. At the very end of his presentation, in both of these venues, he completed his slideshow with the following quote: "The U.S. Air Force has been given the contract to take ET back home." He also said, "We already have the means to travel among the stars, but these technologies are locked up in black projects, and it would take an act of God to ever get them out to benefit humanity. Anything you can imagine, we already know how to do. It's time to end all the secrecy on this. No longer poses a national security threat, and to make that technology available for use in the private sector." Well, of course, he knew that wasn't going to happen. And he was also telling us about a whole level of aircraft or spacecraft of advanced propulsion systems that are so far advanced they're not even known about. He even mentioned technologies that are 50 years beyond even what we could possibly dream of. Now, when you hear that coming from the director of Skunk Works, I think it's important to really take that to heart, because this gentleman knew something. He was trying to tell us something. And I think this is a space program that none of us have a clue about in the civilian sector. What they're talking about probably are anti-gravity craft, TR-3Bs, Trump's new Space Force, and all the other programs that have been going on for a long, long time in secret. Ben Rich, father of stealth technology, former vice president of Lockheed Corporation, made a few statements to Jim Goodell. He said, "We have things out in the desert that are 50 years beyond what you can comprehend, and it won't be made public for another 50 years. If you have seen it on Star Trek or Star Wars, we've actually been there, and we've done that." And Ben Rich told me twice before he died, "We have things in Area 51 that you and the best minds in the world won't even be able to conceive what we have had for 30 to 40 years, and it won't be made public for another 50. We have things in the Nevada desert that are alien to your way of thinking, far beyond anything you see on Star Trek. Isn't that interesting, Larry?
Yeah, I find that really interesting. You know, I was thinking of, when you were describing the TR-3Bs, I was thinking of the craft that I saw go over me in Arkansas that blotted out the stars. And this thing was probably, and I've seen a TR-3B. It flew over me over in Oklahoma one time. And the most notable TR-3Bs that we have, the big craft that I saw come over, and it looked like it was anti-gravity, no propulsion, mm-hmm. and no
sound.
You know, no sound at all. And this thing was probably 50 times the size of a TR-3B. So we've got really big craft. I mean, they're not just little TR-3Bs. We got big craft out there too.
Yeah. Yep. And he said, he also said, we have things that would make George Lucas envious. I know one retired guy. Now, this is from this Goodell. He says, I know one retired guy who worked at Lockheed for 30 years, most of the time at Area 51. He's very proud.
Hey, Stuart. Hello, Stuart.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, they're jamming you. They're jamming you.
They are.
Yep.
Well, good
yep.
for them. Good
the
for them.
The last few minutes, you being jammed. I couldn't even, you were scrambling, it sounded like.
Well, let me try again. I know a retired guy who worked at Lockheed for 30 years, most of the time at Area 51. And he said he wanted his grandchildren to know what he would have been involved in. I asked him if he believes in UFOs. He said they absolutely, positively do exist. So if they're jamming me, they don't want the American people to know the real truth and the truth of the Bible. And I got to say something to deep state in this jamming. You people really think you are changing anything at all? You haven't, with all of your work, all of your New World Order plans, all of your shenanigans, all of your crime that you commit daily, you think that the God who created this creation, this universe you're locked in, doesn't know all about it? The Bible says not one soul who is to be saved will not be saved. In other words, you're not going to stop it. If you think that you have the capability of stopping, I tell you one thing. Jesus Christ is not running a majority of things, a popularity contest. He's going to save who he's going to save, and he's going to damn every one of you for what you're doing. You can't change anything. You only think you can change things. You can't. I know what CERN and all that stuff is about. You're not going to be able to go back and change anything. Not allowed. You may go back and observe. You may even go forward and observe. Anything you think you're going to change, already been written in the future. You cannot beat Jesus Christ. You're idiots if you think you can. I met him face to face, one-on-one. It's real. And you people are fools if you think the Bible is just a book of mythology, a book of old wives' tales, an idiot's book. You're working for the wrong master.
He is the overlord of the Matrix. The book of Revelation tells you exactly who he is. That old serpent who deceiveth the whole world, and he is deceiving all of you. You have no clue of the horrific fate you're going to suffer for what you're doing with this new world order of yours and all your high technology and how you're going to defeat Jesus Christ on his arrival back to planet Earth to take back the planet he rightfully owns. Ain't going to happen, folks. Got news for you. All your technology will be instantly dissolved in a split second. If you think, really think, you can defeat the creator of all of this, who has built this universe on frequency and locked you down with the curse of second law of thermodynamics, you think you're going to escape by going to the moon, going to Mars, going to Venus, going wherever, under the ocean, into the clefts of the mountains? You're idiots. Ain't going to happen. You're going to die. You're going to die in your sins, and you're going to suffer a horrific fate beyond anything you can even imagine. All the pain, all the suffering you rich people have heaped upon this world, and all you people and all you governors, you communists, I don't want to use the word that I'm thinking. You really think you're going to win this? You're fools. You're absolute fools. I cannot impress upon you enough. You can think I'm crazy. You can laugh on the floor. You can roll around and joke about it. Jesus Christ is real, and he is deadly serious. And the more you do, the angrier he is getting. And believe you me, you don't want to get him angry. You don't want to get him angry any more than he is already. You know, folks, he loves humanity. He gave his life for humanity. The rejection, but he didn't come down here, as I said before, for a popularity contest. He did not come down here, as I spoke on the Art Bell Show way back in 1999. He did not have two Uzis on his waist. He did not come down here to force anybody to believe his message. He just laid it out. He said, that's the way it is, and you can either accept it or you can reject it. Prophecy says humanity rejects it. Prophecy says you rich men of the earth, you reject it. You've taken up on the wrong side. Satan is a liar and a murderer from the beginning, and he is real. He is more real than you are. Ancient evil. Larry's even seen him. This is real. You guys can sit there and laugh and mock, but every Christian you kill, every Christian you round up, it's going to be counted against you by a very real God. So you can censor me all you want, and I don't really care anymore. I'm not part of this world. Jesus got me out of this world, and I'm not here anymore, not really. I'm here in body, but my spirit is with the Lord. And there it's going to stay. And there's not a thing you can do about it with all your mind control techniques and all this other stuff you got planned. You're only taking those people who were never destined to heaven. And that includes most of you, by the way. Not the listeners, but the deep state, the global deep state, the Satanists. What you're watching is evil rising up to the fore, just as Jesus Christ said was coming. You are all fulfilling biblical prophecy to the letter. You don't even know it. Well, you're going to find out the hard way. Hell is real. I was shown some of it. You don't want to go there.
if what I was shown were to be shown to the humanity, openly displayed, every one of you would be on your bellies screaming for mercy. But like the Lord says, I'm not going to help you. When your fear cometh, I'm going to mock you. Folks, I can't tell you enough how real all of this stuff is, how real the fake arrival is, how real all of it is, all the prophecies. They're all going to be fulfilled. And the rich men of the earth, the United Nations, which is a satanic operation from its very core, communist, they're in for trouble. Oh, they have to rise up because prophecy says they will. God allows them to rise up and do what they have to do. And then Jesus Christ does to them, and God the Father does to them what he has to do. Really, really deadly stuff. Anyway, go on a rant with that. When you got people like Ben Rich who come forward and warn you about this kind of stuff and how far advanced they really are, now I want to go into some Barry Rothman Bible codes. And Larry, I want you to just chime in here. I'm going to read the first one. And the words, Reich IV. That's the Fourth Reich. I think there's a book written, Rise of the Fourth Reich. ICE. UFO. Hitler. Bush. Reptilian. That old serpent who deceiveth the whole world. That's why Jesus Christ told you to enter in at the straight gate and walk the narrow way. And if you won't do it, well, it's going to come down on your heads. All that come to the military. Now, I thought that was, and then he's got another one, says, drive out nations greater and mightier than you. What do you make of that first one, Larry?
Well, it's pretty interesting to me. All that seems to tie into a lot of the reports and even a lot of rumors that have a lot of fact about Antarctica and Hitler. And, you know, he's done, Barry Rothman's done some codes. And matter of fact, he says he's got information that Hitler did get to, I believe, Argentina and then went on to Antarctica. But, of course, and I believe the codes kind of support that.
Yes, they do. Yeah, in fact, who was it that went down south, Operation High Jump? And he claimed that they were in trouble, UFOs. And I've seen them myself. I've seen what they call the Cosmospheres. I wasn't alone. 400 or 500 people in the state of Wisconsin saw two of these huge, and I do mean huge, Cosmospheres. Kind of like that huge TR-3B you saw. They have stuff that, because it's anti-gravity, the size doesn't matter, folks. It can be huge. It could be 4 miles long and a mile wide. Wouldn't matter. Doesn't weigh anything because of anti-gravity. Okay, here's the second one. Excuse me. Antarctic. Now, tie this back to what we just read. Antarctic. UFO, Hitler, Nordic, Nephilim, chiefs and generals from the sky, pull foreigners. That's kind of interesting. Antarctic, UFO, Hitler, and Nordic Nephilim tied together. What's your take on that?
Well, apparently, from if you listen to this guy that was a Air Force weatherman, you know, Charles, a lot of information that he put out about 5 books, I think, talking about the Nordics, and how they have crap that come in the Four Corners region, and how that they have developed hybrids working with the military that look perfectly human. And they, you know, he called them, his name was Charles Hall, Charlie Hall, and he called them tall whites is the term he gave them. They're kind of like Nephilim, supposedly, you know, they tell him they live 700-800 years, but, you know, who knows. But he very much ties in how that they've developed a hybrid race, if you will, that fit in as American, you know, in America. Matter of fact, he talked about how a number of them are, you know, moving in, around in Las Vegas and that region, underground tunnels and such, and when you see them on the street, unless you know who they are, you don't even know the difference.
Wow. Yeah, and they've been here for quite a while. I remember watching The X-Files, and on one of the earlier shows, he was taken aboard. He'd gone to see something at an Air Force base, and he got captured and then taken aboard a TR-3B. That's what it looked like. And at the end of the show, he's running, and this mysterious guy that always was on the show, he asked him, he says, are they here? Are they real? Are they, I can't remember exact words. And the guy says, they have been here for a long, long time. And of course, that's, he's telling them the truth, because Genesis says they arrived. They are the star people, the star nation people of Native Americans. And everybody rolls their eyes and says, well, that's ridiculous. We never had anything like that. Yeah, you have, folks. Yes, you have. Here's the third one. South America. Hitler. Submarine. That old man of who you said, is he still alive? Isn't that interesting? And who knows?
It is, absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to agree with you. Absolutely, that's interesting.
Well, tell you what, folks. Now I want to read something to you about. He has some comments here about Operation Paperclip, was a secret program of the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency, Counterintelligence Corps, Army CIC, in which 1,600 German scientists, engineers, technicians, such as Wernher von Braun and his V-2 rocket team, were taken from Germany to the United States for U.S. government employment. I had a close relative who worked at Redstone Arsenal, and that was when he was under, I believe, von Braun in the earlier days. The primary purpose of Operation Paperclip was U.S. military advantage in the Soviet-American Cold War and space race. Okay, I'm going to jump down. Then there was Operation High Jump, United States Navy Antarctic Developments Program, 1946-47, and that was Richard E. Byrd. Well, they had problems when they went down there. In fact, I have some of the pictures that were taken, and you can clearly see circular UFOs in those pictures. So these things have been around for a long time, and, of course, this is part of the strong delusion. This is part of the delusion that God cast down upon the human race for their rejection of Jesus Christ. I know people just don't, and it's fast happening now. The defection from true Christianity is almost 100% at this point, fulfilling biblical prophecies, having itching ears. Even the Christians having itching ears would be turned unto fables. They would not believe the real truth. And the truth is, there is a rapture coming. I don't know when it's going to be, and it's not a fake. It's a real rapture. Okay, I want to read something here from, it's called The Resurrection, and this is from, Ken Peters. I just want to read a little bit of this. At the time I received this dream, he was really a kid almost. He says, I was not even a believer in Jesus Christ. I was raised in the Catholic Church, but had never personally invited the Lord Jesus to come into my heart or to be my Lord. As a practicing Catholic, I had no knowledge of what the Bible said about the tribulation period or any of the events of the last days. When the dream began, I heard what sounded like a very loud car horn. Then I saw people coming up out of their graves all over the world. And people were not coming up out of every cemetery plot, just some of them. Even in the same cemetery, there were other plots. Nobody was resurrected from them. Folks, this is the removal of the true Christians. Not the make-believes, not the pew warmers. Okay, these resurrections were very violent. It was like the earth was receiving a small explosion and breaking open. Sounds to me like a plasma event. I literally saw dirt flying. This was happening all over the world. Those who were resurrected were clothed in white robes. It looked like they were wearing choir robes. The light glimmered off of their clothing. Their clothes and their bodies appeared brighter than the sun. Their clothes made the men look very masculine and the women looked very feminine. They looked mature, but they did not look old. Those who had lost their hair had all of their hair back again. Young people who were resurrected were still young and yet had a maturity about them. All those who came out of the graves just disappeared. I never saw them go into the clouds. They just vanished. I did not see one single living person changed into a new body. I did not see any changes coming from any living person. So what he saw was the resurrection of the dead. That's a clue as to when this real rapture will take place. As I said on the last program, you see a UFO land and somebody comes out and says he's Jesus Christ, he's a liar. He's an absolute liar. You are going to be taken in the twinkling of an eye. Anyway, what do you think, Larry?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I tell you what, with everything that's going on, where do you want to start on the major news?
I was going to make a remark on that car horn he said he thought he heard. That probably was a trumpet blast.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. With the trump of God, they were called out. This is what everybody's mocking. This is what global deep state mocks. I got to tell you, folks, it's real. It's going to happen. And millions, billions, if they're alive at that point, we probably have extinguished most of our population by then, with those left behind face a horrific, horrific future. It didn't have to be. All I can say is to everybody, including global deep state, the Satanists and all that, you're on the wrong side of this, folks. You're on the wrong side. Jesus Christ loves everyone with a love you cannot even imagine unless you're shown it. The love of Jesus Christ, called divine agape in the Greek, has nothing to do with any of the loves of humanity. It is so far beyond it and so radically different, there is no human words to describe it. And that love wants to save you no matter who you are. He wants to save you. But if you reject it, you will be damned forever. This is a real war, and Satan is the real prince and power of planet Earth. He took it back in the Garden of Eden. It's true, every bit of it. Anyway, where do we start? Should we start with this peace accord?
Well, we could mention We could mention that Fox is reporting an alert says that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has passed away, and that's just fresh news there.
Yeah, what's your take on that? What's coming?
Well, I think like we were talking earlier, you said, you know, Trump is ready to replace her, and we've known that, but this is almost like throwing gasoline on a fire that's burning already.
Oh, yeah, this is going to cause deep state and communists to go absolutely wild. It's amazing what's going on. And this is interesting because today is the 18th, and that's only 3 days away from when the peace accord was signed. And that peace accord, by the way, folks, is filled, as I read on the last show, peace and security, peace and prosperity, peace and safety. It's filled with it. And what did the Lord say? When they say peace and safety, which actually is security if you go in and read it, you know, the words, do a word study, it means security. And when they say that, and it deals with Israel and the surrounding Arabs, sudden destruction cometh upon them. And here's something the Lord says about this, because if you, I'm going to go down and show you some of the meanings for trumpets. And trumpets, by the way, started already today in Israel. They saw the new moon. So we are now moving rapidly into 2021. And on their calendar, they don't call it that, but that's the year it is. Okay, thus saith the Lord unto this people, thus have they loved to wander, and they have not refrained their feet. Therefore the Lord does not accept them, and he will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. And then the Lord said unto me, pray not for this people, for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. When they offer burnt offering and oblation, I'm not going to accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence. Then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace at this place. And then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you false visions and divination, and a thing of naught, and a deceit of their heart. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land, by sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Isn't that interesting, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay, here are some names for the Feast of Trumpets. It's known by a number of different names. And I want, Larry, I'd love to have you comment on some of this. Rosh Hashanah means head of the year, or the beginning of the new year. Obvious. Yom Teruah, the day of the awakening blast. What do you think about what that means?
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Does this shake them awake? Is this the sudden destruction? Here's another one. Yom HaDin, day of judgment. Ha Melech, the coronation of the Messiah. Time of Jacob's trouble. So, in other words, what these are the ancient meanings and whatnot that have been attributed, like we would call Thanksgiving, Turkey Day, and whatever else you'd want to call it. These are the things that get hung on to Rosh Hashanah, time of Jacob's trouble. Birth Pangs of the Messiah. What's your comment on that one, Larry? Does that mean we enter into?
Well, my comment is it sounds like they have taken their feast days with considerable soberness and much more interest than what America does with its so-called holidays.
Yeah, and by the way, you folks out there that really are Christians, if you haven't studied the feast days, you really should, because it shows you exactly what is coming down the pike. Very, very interesting that from Pentecost to the three feast days that wind everything up is 4 months. Now, you may remember that Jesus said, in 4 months cometh the harvest, which is another indication of possibly removal of the church. Remember, the removal of the church is just sudden, out of the blue. It's sudden destruction. Okay, the next one is very interesting. Opening of the gates. What do you think about that one?
Wow, that's interesting.
Because in Revelation chapter 4, remember it says, there was a door opened in heaven. Come up hither. And that's after the church age closes. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen this Rosh Hashanah, but sometime down the road, if it is on a Rosh Hashanah, which is really the hidden day, they call it the hidden day. Then it says, I can't pronounce the Hebrew, but it says wedding ceremony. Well, that's exactly what the rapture of the bride is supposed to be. And the people that are going to left behind, folks, I can't tell you how bad that's going to be. It's going to be horrible. Let's go over to Newt Gingrich. What happened on Fox News?
Well, I guess he made the terrible mistake of when they asked him who was funding a lot of these rioters and Antifa, Black Lives Matter, this huge movement of revolution, he named George Soros, and boy, the bottom fell out.
Yeah, I guess you can't talk about George, right?
Matter of fact, here's the headline. Yahoo News put it out. Newt Gingrich asked Fox News host if it's now forbidden to criticize George Soros' actions worldwide on Fox News. And he only got back a long stare. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. Gas line sabotage causing two explosions in Oklahoma and Arkansas. What have you got on that?
Well, there's multiple reports. Actually, there was about four or five gas line explosions in a 24 to 48-hour period. And from what I can gather, one was in Piedmont, Oklahoma. One was in Fort Smith, Arkansas. The other one was in North Texas and another one in Colorado. So I guess you could say people need to get ready. I mean, if anyone believes that this isn't a communist revolution and they literally do not have our well-being in mind, boy, I don't know how to wake you up.
Yeah, this says a blast against pipelines appears to be well-planned, part of an ongoing communist insurgency within the United States to destabilize the country, disrupt the supply chains, and sow chaos to weaken with the nation from within. Folks, Larry and I have been warning you, I don't know how long, this is a communist insurgency. It is being run, basically, because the UN is a communist operation from start to finish. They want to rule the world, and I guess, you know, we're going to see a lot of blue helmets very soon. If they're doing this, if they're going after the natural gas pipelines, how long before they attack the electrical grids? And
well, not only
down.
That, yeah, not
yes,
only that, Stuart. They'll probably do that, but they'll also go after local water systems. I mean, this is part of the plan. And really, we were talking today on Augusto's show, and I was challenging people to get prepared now for winter because from what I'm hearing, we're going to have a bad one anyway. But
yep.
if you wait too long, you may not have access to any energy or heat or supplies to keep yourself and your family warm because they are really interfering with trucking. They're interfering with the trains. They're already doing this, and a lot of the airliners are not even flying, Stuart. But people are just, I don't know, people just think you can still go to the store and everything's perfect, but just overnight you could lose access to a lot of your supplies.
Yeah, I think they don't really realize. And, of course, I've got an article here that I read today, and it so many people are actually starving. They can't eat. They're maybe going hungry for a day, and they eat a little bit the second day. I'm telling you, the people who run this COVID-19 are the most evil people on the planet. They are the most evil people. I don't care if they're a mayor or a governor or who they are. To lock down people, to destroy their lives, to take away their businesses is evil to the core. And if you really knew what the true percentage was of COVID-19, like 0.00 something, if you take the actual deaths, you're going to lock down an entire nation? No, folks, this is a United Nations, Bill Gates, George Soros, Fauci, who is so conflicted with, how do I say, behavior and monetary gain in this thing. I don't know why anybody's paying any attention to any of these people. It's got to be like the Bible says in Revelation 18, it has to be a spell, a witchcraft spell over the people. Larry, have you ever seen anything like this where reason means nothing, where facts mean nothing, and the lies mean everything?
Well, I attribute it also partly to the U.S. mainstream media that lies upon layer of lies upon another layer of lies, and they're pushing this agenda. And a lot of the experts are saying that this isn't at all any worse than the flu. It's a sickness, but it's not what they're claiming it to be. And
yeah.
And so that mainstream media, though, is being pushed literally to the gates of hell with their lies.
Yeah. Yep. And it's just amazing. Folks, we're going to see stuff you wouldn't even believe in the very near future because the gates of hell have been opened. And they're not going to prevail against the church no matter what they try. This is a turf war in basic. Remember in Revelation it says Satan is cast down onto the earth. That's an arrival. That's in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation. And it's going to fool everybody, however. Not everybody, but the vast majority of humanity is going to buy into this fake arrival. It's real, but it's a fake, if you know what I mean. Scrolling down here for more news. I don't know, Larry. What have you got?
Well, it's very interesting also that Japan and India have signed a military defense pact to go against China. That would put Japan on one side of China and India on the other side, and they're doing this out of self-preservation because, Stuart, there's a lot of them losing confidence in the U.S. in being able to stem the tide of the Chinese who are literally going in all directions right now all over the world, and they know they're going to have to defend themselves. Stuart, we're in the place that we're – everybody, every agency in America is so against Donald Trump, we can't even defend ourselves.
Yeah, this is they've infiltrated. Here's something. Now, this is from a Chinese guy, a defector. China has infiltrated the American government. U.S. intelligence agencies recently increased their knowledge of China's covert biological weapons program. And I'm not even sure that's true, but with the help of a defector from the People's Liberation Army, PLA, according to people familiar with the incident, the defector escaped from China, traveled to Europe, where he is under the protection of the European Government Security Service, according to sources. The PLA defector believes that Chinese intelligence has penetrated the U.S. government and is therefore very wary of cooperating with the CIA or other Western agents. I don't blame him at all. I mean, all you got to do, folks, is look at the behavior of deep state. They're all in this together. Psalm 2 says they're all in it together. The only people that are being fooled by this are the people who don't read their scripture, don't study their Bible. They would know what's going on. They would know that this is the fourth beast of Daniel, that Jesus Christ is going to destroy at his coming. They don't believe that. They think all these weapons they're developing are going to defeat Christ at his return. As we have said before, that's kind of foolish, but anyway. Also, we got some pictures sent to us, Larry, from out west. The lady said, I didn't see anything when I was taking some of the pictures, but when she looked at them, they had a beam coming down and igniting fires. Now, here's something that's kind of interesting. Department of Defense Secretary Mark Esper confirms directed energy weapons in space. The U.S. Intelligence Agency recently increased... Oh, that's another one. That's just a headline. So what do you think?
Well, there is a the Quail Alert, and also Breitbart was putting out information, and I posted the image on my blog today. They captured an image, satellite image, it looks like, and now since that's been revealed, the Department of Defense is admitting directed energy weapons are in use, and they alluded to we're at war. Shock! How about that? Shock! We're at war.
Oh, boy, I can hardly believe they'd admit it.
Yeah, well, not only that, you know, I don't think the American people believe a word of it. You know, I don't know what it takes to tell America you're at war, and you're even at war with yourself, America, you stupid bunch of people.
They are. They divide and conquer. Typical, they've fallen for the typical communist operation. And here's another headline. China sends warning to Taiwan. And U.S. with a big show of air power. Are we going to get involved in a big weapon there? A war? Do you think?
Give me that question again. You cut out.
Oh. China sends warning to Taiwan and U.S. with big show of air power. Do you think we're going to get into a war over there?
Well, from everything that I can hear and understand, and most all of the experts, they're saying we're basically already at war over there.
I think we are. Yeah.
I mean, for the last 2 months, we've had satellite images of moving the missiles, and here now they just flew 18 Chinese fighter jets and bombers across the Strait of Hormuz. That's an open confrontation to the U.S. and Taiwan. And that's why India and Japan are concerned, is because they continually move their military at ease, and there's no consequences. Zero. None, Stuart. America does absolutely nothing. And the
Some too.
And so there we are. I mean, really, seriously, there we are.
Okay, here's another one. China and Russia have weaponized space with killer energy weapon satellites. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper claimed that Moscow and Beijing have turned a once peaceful arena into a war-fighting domain which threatens the country's air superiority. So there you go again.
Well, Stuart?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to mention Yahoo News just broke a report or story a while ago. Here's the headline. Russian aggression against U.S. intelligence satellites sparked quick congressional briefing. I bet, Stuart, nobody that listens to mainstream news in America heard that Congress had suddenly been given an urgent briefing over attacks against our satellites in space. We're not hearing that, but what it also added was U.S. Space Force is monitoring an uptick in Russian targeting of U.S. space assets. Stuart, the American people literally know almost nothing.
I know. It's just sad to watch. Brings tears to your eyes. So I laugh instead because I don't want to go down that road of when you look at a nation and basically intelligent people and yet disinterested or whatever it is, willful ignorance, Bible says, it's just sad to watch. And I don't know if Trump's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat or he's going bye-bye. We just don't know. Here's another one. New report. Hunger and food insecurity are ravaging America. Have you heard anything about that anywhere, folks? You don't hear that on the TV. People are starving to death in our cities. This is all the result of these communist mayors and governors that we have. And nobody's rising up to impeach them, to recall them. You can't even get the people off the couch, just like Art Bell said back in 1999. They're watching a channel they don't like, but they won't get off the couch to change it. That's how we are nowadays. It's worse than ever. Anyway, what else you got, Larry? Before we close down.
Yeah, talking about fuel on the fire, Dave Hodges and Q Alert just put out a headline. It says, claiming voter suppression over mail-in ballots, Kamala Harris will now reportedly lead a mass exodus of at least 19 Democratic-run states from the Trump Union. With George Soros' help, Harris reactivates the Cal exit in California and his comment is, will the Civil War start before the 2020 election? So anyway, they're going to begin to move to secede.
Well, that's what was forecast, right? Your friend there in Norway from, 100 and some odd years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Anton Johansson, that Norwegian Finnmark seer.
And I think Dmitry Dudeman did as well. And there were several Russian scientists who were secular people said America's going to break up into different unions. So here we go. What else you got, Larry? Quick.
Says that, by the way, I just wanted to mention this before that we go off the air, is the fact that BP Earthwatch is now also monitoring a Navy model that talks about possibly a hurricane hitting New York State or moving into New York. We've got storms all around us, Stuart.
I know, and there's another one developing down there in the Gulf that they're kind of wondering where that's going to go. Folks, we are under judgment here. And when the Lord is done with the United States, there will be not one person left. Even those who go to Mars or go to the moon or wherever it is they go or hide down in the ocean, there are a lot of underground or under ocean places. They hide in their little tunnels and underground. The Lord says, I'm going to go get all of you. I'm going to kill you all. And I can't understand what's going wrong with the human brain. Essentially all over the world. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks, everyone, for listening. And you better buckle down. I think Larry would agree, right, Larry?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's belt buckle time.
Yeah, we're heading into trouble, folks. If they're already assaulting our gas lines, look out. It's coming. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.